primary ballots are still being counted and cured. Curing is the process in which an election official contacts a voter if there was an issue with the ballot. That is an important part of the election, especially when races are close, and several races are very close right now. In Washington, there is a jungle primary, or top two primary. The top two candidates in the race go on to the general election in November. In the 4th Congressional District, incumbent Representative Dan Newhouse and challenger Doug White appear to be the top two finishers. The Trump-endorsed candidate, Lauren Kolb, is trailing in third. Some of Kolb's supporters say he should file as a write-in candidate for the general. That would be a violation of the 2004 sore loser law. Secretary of State's acting director of elections, Stuart Holmes, explains.
If a candidate appears on the ballot or is a declared write-in in a primary, they cannot file as a write-in in the general election for that same race.
An interesting quirk, a candidate can decide to file for a different office as a write-in candidate for the general election. That is allowed under election law.
Theoretically, a candidate could, and I believe I am aware of situations where they have lost in a primary, declared candidacy as a write-in for a completely separate office in the general.
Another close race is in the 3rd Congressional District with Joe Kent, the Trump-endorsed candidate, versus the incumbent representative, Jamie Hurrara Butler, who voted to impeach Trump. Butler and Kent are fighting for second place. The first-place finisher was Marie Glusenkamp-Perez. The Kent versus Butler race numbers might be within 1%, which would trigger an automatic recount. And no official statement by Lauren Kolb has been released. I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.